live from Las Vegas, Nevada at the KSHP studios. This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Yes, here I am, the fresh, fiery voice of politics and news, Michelle Mortensen. Thank you for joining us here today with the Michelle Mortensen Show. My goodness, like every Friday, my mind is blown. And I think your mind is going to be blown too, because I really think at this point, we've lost it. We've lost it as a society. We've lost it in media. My God, we've lost it in politics. And I think you're going to agree with me on this one right now, because we live in a world where we have banned Dr. Seuss, where we've banned Dr. Seuss because, you know, he dare have an illustration with someone who's Chinese with a bowl of rice and with chapsticks. But Governor Northam in Virginia, who actually has done blackface, still in office, no consequences whatsoever. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. No. You know, I know that on a lot of talk radio and a lot of conservative networks, they're just, you know, fit to be tied, that you can read Hitler's Mein Kampf and you can get that on Amazon, you can get that on eBay, but you can't get Dr. Seuss. Let me tell you why that shouldn't make you mad. Those books should be available, because in my opinion, we shouldn't live in Fahrenheit 451, where we're going and burning books and banning stuff. Information, history, it should be out there. No one should be in the business of censorship. I mean, my God, we're not communist China over here. Everything should be made available. What is disturbing is that we now have the most bizarre standards ever. The bizarre standards that say, oh, I don't know, Dr. Seuss is bad. Where Universal Studios is like, golly gee, I don't know. Should we get rid of her? I built a zoo play area for kids. Will someone think we're racist? No, no one's going to think you're racist because you don't have racist crap there. But we're overly obsessed with that and not overly obsessed with a bunch of other stupid things that make no sense, that are completely inconsistent. Kind of like the fact that Governor Cuomo still hasn't resigned, even though today we have since learned that he advised his aides to change the numbers, alter the numbers of nursing home deaths so he wouldn't get caught. See, we have this governor there, Governor Cuomo, who a year ago at this time, everyone was praising. Isn't he so good with his press conferences? Isn't he keeping us informed? Isn't he the best? I mean, my God, 7 months ago, Beto O'Rourke had glowing reviews of what Cuomo has done. Let's play that video, Spence. You're never going to believe this. This is ridiculous. Listen to what Beto said 7 months ago.
This is one of the most craven, callous failures of leadership that I've ever witnessed in my life. We don't have a Governor Cuomo here, which we desperately need, someone who's going to be guided by the facts and the science and the truth.
Oh, Beto, he thinks we desperately need a Governor Cuomo in Texas. Not that awful Greg Abbott. We need someone who understands science and facts. When actually what we've learned since then, because that clip ain't never going to die, Cuomo denied science. Cuomo was so obsessed with COVID, so afraid that millions of people were going to die, that he sent sick people and put them in nursing homes because he was so afraid the hospitals were going to be overcrowded. Even though he had empty hospital ships right there in the water to use, but didn't want to because they were a gift from little Trumpy Trump. So we can't use those. And see, these governors, they've done horrible things. Even some inside information I have, back in March of last year, Governor Sisolak was so scared of COVID that he was preparing for mass graves here in Nevada because he thought we were going to have over 100,000 deaths here in Nevada. Yet look at this. We've only had 500,000 all across the country. See, these governors lived by fear, and they were applauded for their fear-based, non-science, non-factual lockdowns. And we love them so much that even now that all this sexual misconduct allegations have come out against Cuomo, nobody's really saying boo about it because they think you're stupid. I want to play just a little bit of the interview that CBS did with Ms. Bennett, another aide of Cuomo's who he sexually harassed. Now get this. I want you to know what is going on with Cuomo. Cuomo is not only writing books about himself, about how amazing he is and what a great leader he is when he's killing seniors in mass, but he's also using his aides to do all of his dirty work, cover up the deaths, and let me sexually harass you. Let's listen to just part of that interview right now, what Bennett said she had to go through.
And he explains at that point that he is looking for a girlfriend. Without explicitly saying it, he implied to me that I was old enough for him and he was lonely.
He was lonely at 63. He's got daughters who are older than her, but yeah, he was lonely. And yes, Joe Biden called him the gold standard of governors, that all governors should be just like him. Interesting. Oh, what else did she have to say? Oh, that he's a freaking tyrant who is obsessed with sex. Take a listen.
He is a textbook abuser. He lets his temper and his anger rule the office. But he was very sweet to me for a year in the hopes that maybe one day when he came on to me, I would think we were friends or that it was appropriate.
Why do you think he was fixated on you as a survivor of sexual assault?
I think it's really strategic. I think abusers look for vulnerabilities. Previous traumas.
That's actually what abusers do. And here's what's amazing about it. Here, in this case, we have three credible women right now who have come forward and said, yeah, I was given another job to get away from him. Oh, I have the picture of when he tried to kiss me. Oh, I have the text messages of when he tried to make me play strip poker with him. So all the proof in the world, and people are silent. People who 2 years ago, when Brett Kavanaugh was being considered for the Supreme Court place, you know, Dr. Blasey Ford says, I don't know. I mean, sometime a long time ago when I was 16, I think he sexually assaulted me. I can't remember. No one remembers the party. We were just a bunch of drunk kids, but I swear to you it happened. And everybody said, oh my God, he's the worst. But you know what? One of the biggest proponents of that, you know, oh, Kavanaugh is the devil, was now Vice President Kamala Harris. And you want to know how Kamala Harris is responding to the Cuomo situation now? Watch this video. It's the video down below that, yep. The one that I wanted to share screen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Governor Cuomo stepped down.
Okay. You know what? There we go. Let's play that. Okay, that is just not funny. Well, a lot of the strength of that argument just went away. But as you can see, she's walking out of like a CVS getting whatever, you know, toothpaste. And she's like, oh, let me wave to everybody. Everybody wants to see me wave. No one wants to see you wave, lady. No, who are you waving to? Reporters? Reporters don't want to see you waving. But when a reporter asks you a question like, hey, do you have anything to say about this freaking Cuomo guy? Should he step down? You've been very, very vocal in the past. She's just like, oh, let me rush into the car with my toothpaste from CVS. Freaking ridiculous. And this is the bigger problem, my friends. We don't have a standard. We don't have a standard at all. See, Governor Northam can do blackface and he doesn't have to step down because, well, he's a Democrat. Nope, doesn't have to step down. He's a Democrat. But Dr. Seuss showed someone who was Chinese with a bowl of rice and chopsticks and he needs to be canceled. Governor Cuomo can go on and on and on about how his behavior wasn't wrong and he didn't know it was a problem and that he just kisses people all the time. Did you hear that? He kisses people all the time. Let's play that clip if we can.
You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people, men, women. It is my usual and customary way of greeting. You know that because you've watched me for... let's just say more years. than we care to remember. By the way, it was my father's way of greeting people. You're the governor of the state. You want people to feel comfortable.
Oh, Dan Corleone over there says, oh, it's what my daddy did, and I'm Italian, and I go ahead and I kiss people on the mouth. What BS? Utter BS, but where's the shock? Where's the awe? Where's the anything? We're not hearing any of it because, see, we don't have a standard. Our standard right now is Dr. Seuss bad, Little House on the Prairie, racist. Actual racist politicians, go ahead, stay in office. You're a Democrat. See, politicians think you're stupid. And they actually think they can put one up on you all the time. Here's more proof they think you're stupid. HR 1, House Resolution 1. It passed in the House of Representatives earlier this week. You're like, Michelle, I don't know what that bill means. La, 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 la. It's called the For the People Bill. It's changing elections. And see, what you've been told is that the For the People bill is going to make it easier to vote, vote by mail. It's going to make registration automatic and easy. It's just going to be great. I love it. But what they didn't tell you is that in this bill, these politicians have found a way to take your tax dollars for their campaigns. Get this. They've made it that if politicians get low dollar donations, that tax money will match it 6-1. Oh, people are saying, Michelle, that's too much math. What does that mean? That means if uber rich Democrats, like, I don't know, Bill Gates, want to give someone running for Congress, like Nancy Pelosi, the maximum of donations, don't write a check for $5,300. No, don't do that. Write, you know, a couple thousand $200 checks. Why? Well, because then tax dollars will be given to Nancy Pelosi as well to the tune of $1,200. Because for every $200 given in a low dollar donation, she would get $1,200 in tax money. See, they're hoping you're so stupid that they can say, for the people, election reform, more people vote, that you're going to be so dumb that you're going to go, yeah, let's do that. That bill's awesome. And not realize that it's really just a scam to get more money in their coffers. Oh, that's not the only reason they think you're stupid. See, they also think that you're stupid, that if Biden doesn't call it a crisis at the border, it won't be one. But let me tell you what's going on at the border right now. There are so many unaccompanied minors at the border that the big, brave, white Democrats at the White House have decided that they're going to have to transfer those unaccompanied minors all the way to Virginia to stay at a military base because we're white and we're smarter and we have to take care of them. And there's no better way to show our white privilege than taking unaccompanied children from another country and putting them on a military base and just housing them for months. That makes no sense because we're in the midst of a pandemic. I don't know if you've heard. Oh, yeah. I mean, for like over a year, there were death counts on the screen on every TV station you watched. And, you know, in half the country, you have to sit there and like wear freaking masks and stuff because we're in this pandemic. But see, there is such a crisis at the border that they are letting illegal immigrants through with COVID without a mask, without quarantining, without anything, and telling them to get on Greyhound buses and go find that family that you mysteriously think is somewhere. Spreading COVID all around. Interesting. Now, I bet you're wondering, why hasn't President Biden called what's happening at the border a crisis? I mean, why is it that we've reached a place where we don't even have the beds to house these kids anymore? Spence, do you have that picture of all the immigrants wearing Biden told us to come? That I sent you? Do you have that picture? I mean, literally, there are immigrants right now that like, Biden said to come. We're supposed to come. We're supposed to come. Because he undid absolutely everything that Trump did. In fact, Psaki's not even denying it. Listen to what she had to say earlier today.
I'll ask it again. Will he acknowledge that there's a crisis?
Well, first, the president and this administration's focus is on digging out of the dismantled and inhumane immigration approach of the last administration. And that's why the president has proposed an immigration bill that would not only address the root causes that Leader McCarthy referenced in his letter, but would move beyond the policy of funding ineffective border walls by investing in smart security at ports of entry, and would also create a pathway to citizenship. And we would welcome the openness or desire to engage on that from the leader or any Democrat or Republican who wants to have a conversation about a constructive path forward.
What she said there was really, really telling. She basically said, well, you know, I'm still not going to call it a crisis. And we just had to undo all that awful thing, every awful thing that Trump did. And that Biden's plan, which he introduced, is so much better. Now, that's a very telling comment. Here's why. They are basically saying that when we got into office, we just had to undo everything that Trump did because Trump is bad. But we didn't have a plan put in place. We had no plans. We had no ideas. And they've created a crisis at the border right now. So what they actually are saying is Trump is bad. Trump is bad. But if you read between the lines, what they're saying is Trump's policies actually worked. Trump is a bit of an unlikable character sometimes. He tweets too much. He's a narcissist. Da, 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 da. But his policies were top notch because, see, you do need a wall for borders. And trust me, all those Democrats believe it because they have put a wall around the Capitol so that no one can get to them. A wall with barbed wire. And they have men with guns and the National Guard surrounding them. They actually have a new bill that all of these members of Congress should have protection with them at all time from guardsmen or from police. They don't want to defund the police. They want the police there for them to protect them because they matter and you don't. You fools in Minneapolis, no police there. You fools in Brooklyn, yeah, you don't need the freaking police. The police are bad and racist. But over here on Capitol Hill, we need walls. We need police. We need guns because we're important. Yes, that's what they're saying. They think you're stupid. They think you're stupid. See, the Remain in Mexico policy was actually pretty good. Having borders was pretty good. Catch and release doesn't really work because when you catch someone and then you release them, they're kind of like gone and there's no incentive for them to ever come back or become a legal citizen. And we are in a situation right now where illegals in this country have more rights than Americans. And that ain't racist. That's just a fact. We're such bleeding hearts right now. Well, we have to take care of the children. We can't be racist. We can't be racist. I mean, Biden meets with the president of Mexico, and he's just like, I want you to know that you're my equal. We're the same. You're not that country south of the border. No, geographically and technically and scientifically, they are the countries south of the border. They're south of us. Directions don't change. Directions aren't racist. None of that. No, no, no. I'm telling you the truth here. I'm telling you the truth. Mexico is our equal. They're another country. No one was ever looking at Mexico going like, you're not our equal. You're beneath us. No, they're just placating to you. They hope that you're so stupid that when they say things like, Mexico, you're our equal, that you just sit there and go, that Biden's such a great guy. Mind you, Spence, do we have, if we don't have the clip ready to go through share screen of Biden being all touchy-feely, we're going to get that clip for you. Mind you, Biden's really lost it lately. In fact, you know what? Don't even worry about that. We will play the full clip because I'm going to lead into it like this. Biden's really lost it. It's called Biden Doesn't Talk Anymore. That's the clip we're going to play in a minute when I call for it. Biden has yet to address the press, or really America, in 44 days. Longer than any president in 100 years. He's not speaking. He's not talking about the crisis. He's not talking about anything. He sure as shooting ain't talking about Cuomo. And in this clip, you're going to see from a previous What You Need to Know I did earlier this week, you're going to see why. Just watch why he's not speaking. And let's look back on how handsy and grabby and Cuomo-like Biden has actually been over the years. Let's play it. And just because I can't get enough of Joe Biden today, let's also talk about the fact that he hasn't held a press briefing since taking office, even though he promised you total transparency. He's currently gone without addressing the press for longer than any president in nearly 100 years. And I'm not saying he doesn't want to address the press, because I actually think he does. He wants to answer questions. It's his handlers who don't want him speaking. We all saw that yesterday in a teletown hall.
I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
I mean, maybe his handlers are afraid that he's going to get handsy with someone or say something racist if he takes questions. I mean, it's not like it hasn't happened before plenty of times.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
By the way, the cringy pictures of him groping women are honestly more disturbing than the pics of nipple ring Cuomo groping women.
And it just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, those nipple rings will make you throw up in your mouth. But did you see that little girl when Biden was coming in to smell her hair and give her a kiss? Did you see the fear on her freaking face? But he's a Democrat. So our standard is, that's okay. That's okay. You know, Joy Behar recently went on a rant. I hate Joy Behar on The View. Saying that Republicans always pretend like if they ignore it long enough, everyone will forget about it. And I'm like, that's BS, Joy Behar. The people who do that are the Democrats. Because we've got picture after picture after picture of Joe Biden sniffing people, trying to kiss people, being all weird, saying super racist, crazy stuff, and everyone forgets. Joy Reid over on MSNBC to put out a bunch of homophobic tweets saying terrible things about the LGBTQ community. Everyone forgets about that because she's with CNN. Governor Northam freaking did blackface and no one cares. They think you're not paying attention. And for the most part, I mean, unless you watch this show, you're not. Because if you were paying attention by now, your stomach would be turning. If you were paying attention, you would say, wait a minute, this double standard is gross. And that's because it is. It's very gross. They've made rules and laws that benefit them financially. They can sexually harass, sexual misconduct. They can be racist. They can do whatever the heck they want. And because we don't have a fair and free media anymore that will expose it, except for Fox News and this show, no one knows about it. I mean, a week ago this day, we had someone who was kind of a shadow producing our show who's over in Vermont and right at the border of Vermont and New York. And I asked, I said, so has CAX and PTZ, have they been covering this Cuomo thing like nobody's business? He said, no, actually, it's not on the news at all here. So the CBS and the NBC station that serve all of Vermont and all of Northern New York, as of last week, hadn't even covered Cuomo. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Because they think you're stupid. And what's sad is that you're not stupid. The real stupid people are the politicians. Because in order to be a politician, you fall into one of two categories. You're either super corrupt or you are super dumb. And I'm gonna prove to you that it's not even just politicians who are dumb. It's wannabe candidates who are too. So I think it's perfect time for one of my favorite segments, Politicians Suck. I mean, this whole segment has been about all the politicians who suck. But I wanted to add emphasis here that, yes, even candidates, wannabe politicians suck. We saw that firsthand this week when the wrestler and domestic abuser, Dan Rodheimer, who was running for Congress just a few short months ago right here in Nevada, announced that he had magically moved to Texas. Yeah, he got an apartment in Mansfield, and now he's running for Congress in Texas in a special election there. You know it's bad when even Matt Gaetz is making fun of you, because Matt Gaetz said, we need fighters in Texas, and that's what I'm coming for here, Rodheimer told the Texas Tribune. Does Texas lack for fighters so badly that they need to import them from Nevada? I mean, seriously, when Matt Gaetz is trolling you, it's super bad. So like literally just a handful of months ago, he was like, I'm the Republican fighter. I'm Big Bad Dan. I'm here for Nevada. When we really see that he was just a stupid, dumb opportunist. He was a dumb, stupid opportunist when he ran for state senate. Because when he ran for Senate 8, he thought he could hide the fact, all his mugshots and all of the past that he had then. Then he ran for Congress and everybody just fell all over him because they're like, oh my God, he was a wrestler. I'm sure he's great. He's so awesome. Ignoring the fact that there were domestic violence calls from his then wife, from his wife, that were then played ad nauseum by Susie Lee. And it's one of the key reasons why he lost that race. Oh yeah, let's just totally forget about that. And then we see firsthand that he's just this huge carpetbagger who the second there's a special election in another state, he hops on a plane, gets an apartment and says, I live here now. There's a reason why I never endorsed him. There's a reason why I rarely ever mentioned his name. Listen, I'm a Republican and sometimes I take one for the team and I just keep my mouth shut when there's crap candidates on the ballot. But if you watch this show regularly, pay attention to who I trash and who I don't. And pay attention to when I'm silent. Because some of these politicians are so stupid, I can't be silent about it anymore. And I don't, won't always come out and be the snarky little snot that y'all know me, know and love. Sometimes I'll just be quiet for very, very, very good reason. It's also, by the way, why we also now on Grabit TV are doing a new show called State of the State. State of the State is an important show because it's really focusing on what's going on in Nevada. And we have a new episode dropping today. I'm going to play just a little tease for you of what to come.
He wanted to get rid of term limits, be a little bit more like Putin.
This week on State of the State, TikTok. One prominent Nevada Democrat wants to do away with term limits. The power panel weighs in.
What was he thinking? Are we surprised? No.
The battle for the 2022 election is on with lawmakers in D.C. and Carson City trying to change the way we vote for good.
You're mad out there. You need to contact your Democrat representatives because we don't have the votes to stop this.
Plus, the numbers are in and it's not good for the NBGOP.
We need to come back together stronger, and we've done that before.
And should Nevada be more like Texas and lose that mask mandate?
Yes, I understand. You know, there's, and obviously a lot of you on the right are going to bring up, you know, the liberty and freedom and that. I get it. I understand it. But I'm also going to point out that it's a horse out of the barn situation.
I'm so glad that you brought up borders because you know what? Right now, we know that 108 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S. who tested positive for coronavirus. That and much more on this week's State of the State. Watch now or anytime on Grabit TV. And yes, you can watch that show on Grabit TV right now. Why do I waste all of my time creating even more programming opportunities and shows for y'all? Because guess what? No one else is doing it. No one else is bringing the right and the left together to talk about the issues that actually matter. Because yes, the media and the politicians want you to stay dumb. They want you to stay stupid. They don't want you to know the truth about HR1. They don't want you to know the truth of what's going on the border. And my God, they certainly don't want you to know the truth about COVID. But this show exposes the truth all the time. They didn't give me 8 Emmys for nothing. I'm an 8-time Emmy winning journalist and former political candidate because I actually have a brain and I am sharing all of my investigative skills with you each and every single day. And I bring on guests who know the truth. And in the next block, I'm going to have a great guest that you're going to want to meet who is really exposing the truth about COVID. We're going to talk more about that Neanderthal comment from Biden. We're going to talk about the truth about masks. We're going to talk about the fact that a Democratic governor from Connecticut just did exactly what Greg Abbott did, and Biden is silent. Imagine that. There is so much to cover, so don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to dig deep into the COVID controversy right after this. Stay with us. Could you love me?
Yeah, no problem.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Discover. Accepted at 99% of places in the U.S.
Sad. This is sad.
Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmayo. And that is a hot mess.
I don't know what to do with any of this stuff. I got half an onion, an artichoke. What even is an artichoke?
No one knows. Just move over and watch the wings. Now, here's the Hellman's magic. Creamy, dreamy, boop.
Oh, yeah, that's normal. What else can you do?
Absolutely nothing. Like nothing.
Hey, did we do that termite inspection?
That discount agent said we didn't need to.
I got more Texas in me than Dan Rodheimer. I mean, heck, I went to college in Texas, SMU, Dallas, Texas. I worked for the ABC affiliate in Tyler. I worked for the NBC affiliate in Austin. I've worked for stations in Beaumont, Texas. I mean, I'm more Texan than that man. And even I'm not running for Congress in Texas because I'm not an idiot. But the reason I actually played God Bless Texas is because Texas made a huge decision this week. Governor Abbott said, hey, let's get rid of that mask mandate. Let's open to 100%. And how did Biden respond? I'm going to show you in a few clips from my newscast earlier this week. Take a look. President Biden has often asked for unity since taking office 43 days ago, but he doesn't really practice what he preaches. Yesterday, when asked about Texas and Mississippi lifting their mask mandates, he had this to say.
The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask.
I don't know about you, but I really think the Geico cavemen are going to be pretty offended by that one.
There's always something to remind me.
But in all seriousness, that comment proves Biden couldn't care less about unity. He just wants compliance, whether it's science-based or not. Now, to anyone who's saying I'm wrong, you need to slow your roll and let's look at the facts about mandates, which actually aren't scientific, but political. First, Texas and Mississippi are simply lifting the mandates. You can still wear a mask. No one's stopping you. After all, it is a free country. Plus, dozens of states don't have mask mandates at all, like Arizona, Idaho, Florida, Tennessee, Oklahoma. Seriously, the list is long. Furthermore, Biden's administration is currently defying science and mandates from the CDC to quarantine if you have COVID, because they're releasing illegal immigrants who have COVID into the country without quarantining at all. So that's a flat out denial of science. And it's actually pretty rich coming from the guy who wanted to ban Americans from traveling to Florida because of COVID. Biden keeps insisting we follow the science and not make COVID partisan, but he actually does that every single day.
That's what he does. That's all he does. You can't stop him.
No, you can't. You can't stop him. It's what he does every single darn day. And here's the problem, my friends. A lot of what he does, calling people Neanderthals, is completely ridiculous because his beliefs are not fact-based. And to talk a little bit more about that, we are welcoming Michael Betras to the show, who talks about this quite a bit. Michael, so glad to have you on here today.
Hi, thank you.
All right. I hope you enjoyed. I think you laughed at my caveman clip. So thank you for getting my humor. I want to talk to you about this. You know, Connecticut followed in Texas's footsteps and said, hey, we're getting rid of the mask mandate, too. We're opening up 100%. Yet Biden is not calling them Neanderthals whatsoever. He is doing that to Governor Abbott. But in my opinion, Governor Abbott was 110% right. And looking at your Twitter profile and some of the books that you've written, I think you believe he was right, too, because these masks, particularly cloth ones, they don't work. Tell us what you know from a scientific level.
I do. First off, I live in Dallas, and I couldn't be more excited that Governor Abbott finally did this. So that's very good. And it was nice to hear that you're from you lived in Dallas, too. So a couple things. One, before COVID-19 hit, the WHO and the CDC both had, quote, playbooks for how to handle a pandemic influenza. And in both cases, they basically said the only time that you would wear face masks potentially is if you were symptomatic, if you were sick, not kind of a sweeping both lockdown and mask wearing. So that was important. The other thing is, did some recent research on this. The reason that cloth masks don't work, like it kind of feels intuitively like they would work, it does. But the cloth mask pores are 200 to 800 times larger than a viral particle that you can catch COVID-19. That's really why it doesn't work. That's why you see 17 out of the top 25 states in COVID deaths, they've all got statewide mask mandates. That's why you can't trace anywhere in the world sort of suppressed cases, hospitalizations, and deaths of COVID to mask mandates. I wish it worked, I do, but the data just doesn't support it anywhere.
It absolutely doesn't. Now, I know you've written a book, The Lockdowns on Trial, and the one thing that's kind of frustrated me about the lockdowns and the media's approach to it is twofold. Number one, the media, since March of last year, has put death counts on the screen, which are ridiculous, because when you compare us to the Spanish flu, where 50 million people died, we're at 500,000. There's no comparison. This is a disease that you have a 99% survival rate. There is no way that they are the same. But when you also look at the statistics of states like Florida, states like Texas, states like Arizona that never had a mask mandate, South Dakota, Montana, others, they haven't had any of the lockdowns, any of the problems that California and New York have had. They have actually been the ones who locked down and suppressed everything, destroyed our society, destroyed our economy, and yet they're the ones who are getting the praise. You did all the research on this. Tell us exactly why, from a scientific level, since everyone always tells us we're science deniers, why these lockdowns don't work.
Well, so the only way you could really lock down and suppress this, and you could do it, but you'd have to do it indefinitely, right? You'd have to like really put people in at home, and it would be like solitary confinement. So drones would deliver your food. You wouldn't go out. Essential workers would be, you know, dressed in hazmat suits, and they'd be doing deliveries, et cetera. And then at the, whatever point you opened up, it would be highly likely that you would catch it. There's some studies done from some people, some scientists down in Antarctica a few decades ago. They were isolated for months, and they ended up spontaneously catching the flu because they were carrying a virus that was dormant and then it got activated. So it would be impossible that you could actually suppress this. So the question is, how risky? You mentioned the Spanish flu. In today's population, the Spanish flu would have killed 1.8 million people. The actual COVID deaths, COVID's real, I'm no COVID denier, but we will end up having 300 to 350,000 real COVID deaths, and that's real. But that's what the CDC would term a category 2 pandemic. And in that case, they recommended schools closed for 4 weeks and potentially mask wearing for a short time for only those that are symptomatic. So we sort of lost the rails on, gone off the rails on these mitigation, these NPIs, these non-pharmaceutical interventions. I'm shocked that we're still here a year later, Michelle.
I am as well. And I'm shocked that we're allowing people illegally into our country with COVID and no one's saying boo about it. I am shocked that we are allowing people like Beto O'Rourke to even be on TV and refer to states like Texas and governors like Abbott as cults of death. Let's play that clip real quick. He's saying we're death camps and cults of death. Do you see that one, Spence?
They literally want to sacrifice the lives of our fellow Texans for political gain, to satisfy certain powerful interests within the state. And this isn't hyperbole. I think it appeared to many of us to be a cult of personality, the Republican Party, in the era of Trump. And that probably still holds true. It's hard to escape the conclusion that it's also a cult of death.
Joining me now to respond to all of this.
I don't know why that wasn't there. I love that he said that wasn't hyperbole, because that actually was what he did. He must not know what that word means.
So a couple things, Michelle. One is the burden of proof is not on the states that are locked down. It's the states are the states that are open. It's the states that are locked down, right? They need to prove much, much better results to warrant the lockdowns and mask wearing. And the data just doesn't show it. There's just no correlating data. And one other thing, you know, from what O'Rourke said, you know, what you don't hear out of this is really the biggest travesty out of this, and there's so many, I can't tell you, but education for kids, right? Kids are at zero risk, statistically zero risk, as are teachers, or 90% of the teachers that don't have underlying conditions. And yet there was a great piece I read about 2 or 3 weeks ago and it was called a progressive's rant on California's lockdown. And she basically said, hey, I'm a progressive, I'm a liberal, but when did the Republicans become the party of children? And how are we keeping kids out of school for, you know, 50 million kids? And it's going to be a year and a half. And so.
Oh, a little frozen there. I'll wait for your Wi-Fi to come back. You know what else is also extremely shocking is that we had great job numbers today. And Ron Klain puts out a tweet and goes, yeah, unemployment's down. More people are getting hired. But, you know, it's going to take us a year to get back to where we were. Doom and gloom, doom and gloom. Everybody stay locked down, but don't pay no attention to what we're really doing, allowing people with COVID into our country. Don't go to Devil Florida, but illegals, come right in. It's insane, Michael. Tell everyone about your book and where they can get it.
Sure. The book's available. It's called COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I hope that everybody enjoys it and gets some reality information out of it.
It's on Amazon for now. You know, they're banning Dr. Seuss and everything else. It's just a matter of time before they get rid of everything that's not a part of Bezos' politics. But I hope that doesn't happen. Michael, thanks so much for being with us today. I hope we can have you on again real soon. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
All right, guess what? We've got more to talk about. We've got a big tech analyst with us coming up next. Are you tired of censorship on big tech? Are you wondering about those Reddit trading guys and what the heck is going on in the markets? Well, guess what? After our commercial break, we're going to clear up all that confusion. This is the most powerful hour of your day. Don't go anywhere because today is the greatest, and so is this show. Stay with us. Traditional TV is dead. YouTube sucks. You can't make any money there. And Netflix and Hulu are expensive. Plus, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are always censoring the voices you want to hear. So what's the solution? Grab It TV. It's TV how you want it, when you want it. Just find a show and grab it. Watch when you want. Free to watch, free from censorship. Want to watch now? Go to grabit.com. Want a show on Grab It? Go to grabit.com. Grab It TV. It's the future of TV.
So, you're my fairy god, Mayo?
Yes. I wield the power of Hellman's to magically transform any food into creamy, dreamy works of art.
With a butter knife.
This is a mayo knife.
We make it easy for you. You can do your taxes virtually. Snap a pick and leave the rest to me.
My goal to feature like every decade on this show when it comes to the music is just really getting there. Can I just give myself a little pat on the back right there? Stevie Nicks was quite the little vixen in 1981. Who knew? All right. Who knows what's going on with those Reddit boys? Who knows what's going on with GameStop and AMC and everything that's going on in the stock market right now? Who knows what's going on with big tech? Well, we are going to talk to someone who knows exactly what's going on with that. His name is Andrew Bledge. At least I think that's how you say your last name. Andrew, if I butchered that, you're going to have to correct me right here, right now.
No, that was right. Excellent.
All right. For once, I do something well. Before a guest comes on the show, I always like to check out their Twitter and what they're tweeting about. And I noticed a tweet you did several hours ago. We're going to put it on the screen because I thought it was kind of interesting. And it was basically kind of calling out that it's still amazing to me that we've had the technology to do content streaming scale with great success for a decade. But for the most part, the gatekeepers were able to hold off challengers until they were able to recreate channels as a multitude of streaming subscription services. Dang, I love that, because I feel like, unless I misunderstood that tweet, you were kind of calling out the fact that everybody and their brother has a streaming service now that they're charging you for, but this was always within our reach and within our grasp.
Yeah, that was a tweet born out of frustration as a consumer. From an engineering standpoint, we've had the technology to do these streaming services, get video content, especially in the hands of people over the internet to their computers and connected TVs. But one of the frustrating things from my customer experience standpoint is, if you remember, you know, the mid 2010s were a lot of privacy or restrictions on content, where you couldn't access, and you had all these strange rules about if you bought something on iTunes, you could only use it on an iPod or an iPhone. And what really that was about, it was giving enough runway for companies like NBC with their Peacock service, or Hulu, or Disney with Disney Plus, giving them enough runway to roll out their own streaming services. So, early 2000s, we had a DirecTV subscription with, 100 channels. And now I feel like I've got four or five plus streaming service subscriptions to recreate the same access to content.
It's also great because from a consumer standpoint, they really screwed you when they said, oh, you need to cut the cord. You know, that devil cable company, Cox, is really ripping you off, when really what they were doing was, well, you need Disney Plus, you need Netflix, you need Hulu, you need Paramount TV, you need this, you need that, you need all at $10 a pop, so that you, to get the shows that you want, are spending way more than a Cox subscription. It is such a racket, and I absolutely hate it. Yeah.
100% agree.
There's no way to really make it stop either, except that's why, plug for myself, we created Grabit TV at grabit.com, where you can watch for free all the programs that we stream, because we're not hateful, hateful people. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about tech, because you are a big tech analyst. It is frustrating. I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but you just talked on it, how there is this proprietariness. Well, we're just going to ban you if you use anything that we do. This show, even though I pay for music licensing, constantly gets knocked off on social media platforms, because, 15 seconds of a song aired, which is not only fair use and not only not going with copyright law, but I also buy the licenses to play the music, yet they can push me off anytime. Why is it that we have given so much power to big tech that they get to control everything, and that we, the people, are just left behind? And how do we fight back? Is there a way?
It's not going to be easy, unfortunately. And what you're running into are, we've given away a lot of power to algorithms, right? So, for example, an algorithm to detect the use of an unlicensed song in a video like this show, we've written that algorithm. So that allows us to automate the process by which we try to make sure artists make money from people using their work. That's fair. But on the other side of that coin is, you have situations where these platforms have an immense amount of power to, censor or take down your content. And you're really at their mercy as far as being able to reach your viewers. And the other unfortunate part is, companies like Facebook and YouTube have made it very easy to connect with people and share content. And I always like to say they're free platforms, but there's an asterisk next to the free part, where really you are the product. Your browsing history is being sold to advertisers, and you also have to play by their rules. It's their sandbox, so they become suddenly the arbiters of free speech, and it really raises a lot of tough questions about where we're heading. Where we've got, on one thread, you have discussions about government restricting our religious liberty or freedom of speech. But then in the same hand, we have these big tech companies who are accountable to only shareholders, not even elected representatives, who seem to also be arbiters of free speech and the free speech of the day. Like, I think you mentioned the Dr. Seuss example earlier.
The Dr. Seuss thing just really irritates me. So let's not even go down that road, because then I'll get all angry, and that's no fun.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
Also, let's talk a little bit about some of these new kind of social media platforms that certainly are not as powerful as Facebook and Twitter, but things like Reddit, where everyone's really focused on Reddit here lately, because there were these bunch of, broker bros, if you will, who, jacked up GameStop. They went after AMC. Then they got silenced. Then they got censored. What is going on with that? And should we even be looking to that information? I know this is something that you're very passionate about, so give us your, 10-cent speech on that.
Yeah, well, from 30,000 foot, I do like Reddit. So Reddit specifically is it's a platform where you can find little niches to follow. They're called subreddits. So there's things around gardening, there's things around software engineering, there's things around trading stocks. And what's happened lately is these very focused groups on a specific niche and on the stock trading side, they all got together and focused their collective energy and collective wallets on buying stocks like GameStop and AMC, who there's a whole financial side about how, you know, hedge funds had greedily over short sold the stock. Big opportunity for retail investors to jump in. Unfortunately, another big tech platform, Robinhood, and a couple of other brokers just got in the way of them being able to participate in the free market, which is another example of concerns about the platform. But Reddit is a little bit different in that it's much more focused on community discussion and very specific little echo chambers. So there's Republican, there's Democrat, and you can go in there to share your ideas with like-minded people.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't hate on it. I don't hate it. Did you buy GameStop? Did you buy AMC?
I did not participate in any of that. I'm trying to play the long game when it comes to investing, and that stuff's a little too crazy for my taste.
I didn't do it either. Shucks. Andrew, it was great having you on the show today. I hope to have you on again. Thanks so much for sharing your insight in all of big tech. I agree with you. I'll give a shout out as to what your Twitter is so people can follow you.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Andrew Bledge, BLEJDE. There it is on the screen. And I talk about finance, technology, and the union of both those things.
Yes, it's like magic. We put it on the screen. All right, Andrew, have a great day. Thank you so much for being here with us. All right, you know what? On Monday's show, I did not have time for my favorite segment, Stuff Statler Says. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that, plus Cadbury Cream Egg Beer. Mmm. We'll be right back.
You can't stop the tears from falling down.
This local access message is brought to you by Uber Eats.
Sweet world! Sweet world! Perfect time! Excellent!
Hey, everyone! Welcome to Wayne's World.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
As a local access show, we want everyone to support local restaurants.
But we'd never manipulate you the way all these other commercials do.
Oh, God. Shaw, that's really sad.
Totally. We're better than that.
Yeah, we'd never shamelessly rely on a celebrity cameo.
Right, Cardi B?
Yeah, eat local.
Or jump on the latest trend.
Eat local. Local.
All right.
Local eats. Wings World. Yummy time. Excellent.
Traditional TV is dead. YouTube sucks. You can't make any money there. And Netflix and Hulu are expensive. Plus, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are always censoring the voices you want to hear. So what's the solution? Grab It TV. It's TV how you want it, when you want it. Just find a show and grab it. Watch when you want. Free to watch, free from censorship. Want to watch now? Go to grabit.com. Want a show on Grab It? Go to grabit.com. Grab It TV. It's the future of TV. I realized that this week with my music choices that I'm officially old because I really like the Y2K channel on Sirius Radio, which means I like music from the early 2000s and late 90s because that was kind of my time. And that means I'm old. God, that sucks. You know who else sucks? My favorite person. Oh, Brian Statler totally sucks. This clip is a week too late. My apologies. But I gotta tell you, his rant on Sunday on his show about being called Mr. Potato Head by Don Jr. is just priceless. Take a listen.
On Friday, I was about to go get dinner for my kids when Donald Trump Jr. attacked me in his speech at CPAC. Something about me looking like a gender-neutral potato head. And then the tweets started rolling in on my computer, people telling me about Donnie Jr. insulting me. And I thought of some really cutting responses, some really clever ways to reply, some way to go viral. But then I stopped. I didn't post anything. It was just another distraction. He wanted me to respond. This was just more BS fuel for the culture war. And it does not matter. The best thing we can do for each other in this world of tweet storms is to refuse to be confused by that noise, is to refuse to be distracted. There is too much real news going on. There's no time for potato heads.
Okay, first, that gender neutral potato head joke is hilarious. Number two, he actually did want to talk about it and make it a big deal and have his little rant go viral on how I'm so much better than you. Don't get distracted. There's real news going on. Yeah, like Governor Cuomo killing seniors and diddling girls and, you know, Biden sniffing people's hair and, you know, Governor Northam doing blackface. But y'all don't cover any of that. The crisis at the border? No, no, no. But CNN did do a really great story this week on how one town in Arizona can have everyone get vaccinated who's over the age of 18. Ah, shucks. Look at that quality journalism. All right, speaking of quality journalism, you know that's what you get here on this show, but not in the D block. Let's be real. Not in the D block. And we're in the D block right now. That was TV talk for you. Because I'm going to tell you about Cadbury cream egg beer. Watch this.
What have we got? The Golden Goobilly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
For cream eggs.
I mean, it's an occasion.
I love the color. Mm-hmm. It's chocolate.
Looks the part. Hopefully smells the part.
It does indeed. Mm. I really get I get a little hint of vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's brewed with a touch of vanilla. I'm trying to sort of mimic the flavors of a cream egg or take inspiration from the flavors of a cream egg.
Cracking. Excellent. Cheers, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, if you know me, you know that I love a good Cadbury cream egg. One of my favorites. But Cadbury cream egg beer? And how great was that British guy? Like, oh, smells so good. I smell the vanilla. Oh, my God. That's going to make you want to gag. Like, nobody else's business. You know what else is probably going to make you want to gag? There's a pizza place in Iowa that has now created Fruit Loop Pizza. Take a look. Now, I bet some of you are saying, Michelle, don't be a snot. That looks really good. And I agree. When you hear that it's a pizza with cream cheese topping and a ton of Fruit Loops, you go, that's not bad. A little condensed milk drizzle, probably pretty good. You know what else is on the pizza, though? Mozzarella cheese. So take that down your trap and eat it, because it's going to come right back up. Who makes this stuff? Who makes this stuff? And why do I tell you about it? Well, because I think it's funny. Do you know what else I think is funny? Some of the shows that are on Grab It TV. Have I talked about that enough today? I don't think so. I created my own TV platform. It's called Grab It TV. It's free to watch and free to consume, and it's free from censorship. And we have other shows than political shows. I already showed you what's on this upcoming State of the State, but do you know that I've got comedy shows, motorsports show, and shows about Star Wars and anime? Check this out.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Spencer. I have a big announcement to make, and that's because Blue Milk Boys has just launched on GrabIt.com. For those of you who are new, Blue Milk Boys is one of the chillest podcasts about pop culture, movies, and anime you'll ever find. Right now, you can check out the cast of Blue Milk Boys review Star Wars Episode 1 through 3, and I guarantee you, one of our opinions will shock you. Up right now, you'll also find Kevin and I draft Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super arcs. You can vote on who you believe has the better collection of Dragon Ball sagas. And the best part of it, it's absolutely free. Not only can you check out Blue Milk Boys, but you'll also find other awesome content about fancy cars, sports, and so much more. Again, It's all absolutely free, so be sure to go to grabit.com. That's G-R-A-B-E-T.com to sign up today. See you guys in the comments section.
Well, I endorse that 100%. Go to grabit.com. Check out today's drop of State of the State, this show, and so many others. I'm here for you. I'm doing everything I can to keep you informed. I'm doing everything I can to keep you up to date so that we are empowered and we can actually make a difference in this country. I will not be here on Monday. As you know, the show is now just Fridays. Why? Because we're doing State of the State and what you need to know every single day. Go to grabit.com and check them out, and I will see you back here on Monday for what you need to know right now. Have a fantastic weekend and go get a Cadbury cream egg for me and you. How's that sound? All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.